Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. How are you, man?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm hanging in there, man. You know, this whole COVID-19 situation, man. But, you know.
Yeah, and you're located in, you're in New York, right?
Yes, I'm in New York, yes.
Wow.
Right,
wow,
where
I'm
the
calling you from Las Vegas. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I said I'm in Las Vegas. I'm sitting here.
Go ahead, Brian.
Oh no, I was cutting you off. My bad.
No. I was gonna ask how is the atmosphere out in Vegas? How is the whole COVID-19 situation going out in Vegas? You know, they have like the state bans, so like you can't go over so far. You know what I'm saying? Because so it's very limited.
Yeah, I just heard that too. Because some buddies of mine who have Harleys wanted to go to California, and you just get pulled over and turned around and sent back to
right.
Las Vegas. So it's. Yeah, I mean, everybody's locked in at home, just trying to deal with this stuff. So it's crazy. It's crazy.
And
yeah,
you guys made a single project in regards to this whole COVID-19 situation. Who came up with the idea to do a project in regards to this COVID-19?
I did. It was kind of wild. My girlfriend Nicole and I, we kind of got a strange history. We met on October 1 here in Las Vegas, the night of the mass shooting. She was the girl standing in front of me with her friend, and when everything started going down, and I started watching what was happening, I had reached out and grabbed her and led her and some other people to a refrigerator. And then when there was breaking the fire, put them over the wall. And then she helped me put them over the wall. And so, and then led people out by foot. Well, we survived that together. And I was driving down the road and I said to her that, you know, we're going to get through this and we're going to get through it. I've been through so many different things. When I was a kid, I lived in North Carolina. My dad was a Marine, and we had hurricanes that happened. I was in California during the riots, the earthquake, the big earthquake. 9/11, I was on tour in Chicago and doing a TV show. That day, everything started to happen. And, you know, we're forced to go. We go through all these crazy things, and as humans, you know, we find a way to get through them. And I told her that, you know, look, we just got to have a little faith and believe that we're going to get through this, and that the people out there right now that are doing their part, everybody who's doing their part is going to be the change, and that she was going to have a story to tell, just like these stories that I was telling her. And I was literally driving down the road, coming back from a grocery store, getting food to put in the house because we knew we were going to be in for a little while. And then it just struck me. I was like, there's a song there. And my guitar player is Ben Carey from the band Lifehouse. He had sent me this little piece of music that he just sat in his place, quarantined, sent it over to me, and I wrote this song. And when I sent it back to him and said, what do you think? He just said, we got to find a way to get it out. And right now we can't go in and record. You know, we don't have it in the same room. We haven't been in the same room for, a month and a half now. And so we found a way to make this work. And we did it by reaching out to our talented friends. We had Matt Nelson sitting in Nashville. He's the son of the late Ricky Nelson, the grandson of Ozzy and Harriet. and he's from Nelson. The Nelson brothers were big in the early 90s, and he sang harmonies on it. We had Chris Reeve, whose world tour was canceled. He's in Avril Lavigne's band, plays drums. His wife is Ashley Reeve. She plays for Cher. And the two of them, oddly enough, had met as the rhythm section in the band Filter. And that's how they met and got married 2 years ago. And then, so they played bass and drums, and we reached out to David Pichette, who's from Canada and from the band Emerson Drive, but he happened to be here in Vegas at the time, and he played fiddle on it. And so we just kind of figured out a way to make this happen by phone. We all did it on our iPhones. It was crazy. We had to have two iPhones. We had one to record it and one to video it while you're recording it. And David Pichette put it all together, and we put the song out. And it's just a song to try and encourage people out there right now that are sitting at home, you know, hoping and praying that this thing's going to get better and things will get better. And I'm just trying, Ben and I just wanted to inspire a little faith. And it was a nod and a thank you to those people at the hospitals, the truck drivers, even the airlines, the banks, the people on the front lines that are doing, you know, exposing themselves so we can stay home and feel as normal as possible, you know? And, so that's where it came from. And even in the bridge, that's what it says, that, you know, those are the faceless heroes. So it's just something that we wanted to put out. And right now, Ben and I have found a way to, Ben has sat down and recorded everything. We put drums on it kind of the same way, sending it to everybody, having everybody play on it, but in their home studios. And then I go in the studio this week to put down vocals, and we'll send it to Matt and have Matt sing on it. And then we'll get it mixed and mastered and put it out. So it's what we do. It's what we know how to do. It's how we deal with things. And mm-hmm. I know it's how I deal with things, you know, it's right about mm-hmm. it.
Right. When you released this project, what type of effect or what do you want your audience to get out of it?
I just wanted in small little thing was just to slide a little smile on their face just mm-hmm. for a moment. My own sister, my little sister works for Kenny Chesney and even George Strait. So she's out there busting her butt. She works for us as a tour manager, and that's how she got the job. But she's around music all the time. And when that song popped up just recently on her social media feed, she sat and listened to it, and she said, "Bob, I get a message from her saying, this is exactly what I needed today. I needed a little encouragement. I need a little bit of reminder that I have to believe in the power of prayer. I have to believe in myself, whatever it is." And it made me feel good that my own sister, she didn't even take it for granted that it's, you know, it's me and, you know, her brother who wrote it. It was just something that she needed to put a smile on her face. And that's what we're hoping to get. That's what we're hoping will happen.
Right. And you're very limited to we all are limited to certain things that we can do, especially musicians that are out, you know. So we're not gonna go back to normal as before, but how do you guys plan to regroup and start back in on the road, you know? Because there's gonna be so many artists that. Our shows that were canceled that has to reschedule, and you know, it's a whole.
Well, and that's the thing. We had 2 months worth of shows canceled, and April, May right now, and I had a promoter calling me from Alaska yesterday, trying to figure out a way to, you know, reschedule, but he doesn't even know how they're going to do it, what restrictions will be put on it. That's a good question because no one knows. No one knows what's going to happen. We had some shows being booked out as far as November right now, which I'm hoping can work. But like I mentioned, my little sister, she said that her tour with Kenny Chesney was canceled until mid to late 2021. And wow. That's a tour that they were starting now, you know, that they were doing, and completely canceled. So, you know, who knows? We have to find ways. I'm a musician and an artist, and this is what I do, and I have to find ways to make that work. We were talking about doing virtual concerts, things like that online. Promoters were calling me saying, hey, if we found a way to do this, you know, would you be interested? And I said, of course. It's how I make a living, but it's also how I deal with stuff. It's the thing that puts a smile on my face. It's what I love to do. So I want to find a way to do it. You know, and I think people are going to be starving for entertainment again when we get back to somewhat normal, or whatever the new norm will be for a little while. People are going to be wanting to be entertained. They'll have their TV and movie fix, you know, kind of wrapped up for a little while, but wanting to interact and be entertained.
Right. And we've lost so many great artists within this small period of time, you know, with by this whole COVID-19 situation. We lost a lot of great artists. And, you know, you can't pay any type of tributes. You can't have any type of memorials because, you know, it's very limited.
Right. This is unprecedented. It's one of those things that, you know, we've had things happen to the world, to the U.S., you know,
right,
a long time ago, but nothing like this. This is affecting everyone in the world at the same time. So
right.
Go ahead.
People like myself, who are in journalism, appreciate artists like you guys who release music, so at least it gets us some type of comfortability to cope and deal with this whole, you know, COVID-19 situation. So, I mean, we appreciate you guys, you know, for...
Well, thank you.
Have something to hear.
I appreciate that. Yeah, well, I appreciate that. This past weekend, we were a part of a couple of different things that went on. There was a TV special that was a simulcast that was on the radio and multiple TV stations in Hawaii. And our song, Be the Change by Elvis Monroe, was featured on this, with everybody sent in a little, you know, message from the band. And it was broadcast in Hawaii and raised money, PPE, for the first responders so that way they can be protected. So it raised money. It raised more than what they expected and did so well this past weekend that they are running it again two more times this week. And so that made us feel good to be a part of. It was called Aloha Together. And, you know, Living Room Live, it was Living Room Live performances with all these different artists. It was really cool and really cool to be a part of and watch. They did something like that in Alaska as well, and we were a part of it on Saturday. So, you know, just trying to do our part and play a part and have some sort of, you know, minor impact and put a smile on people's faces. So if you're listening and you don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about Be the Change by Elvis Monroe right now. And it's a video that we have online, elvismonroe.com. It's a video that, a song that we wrote about a week into this and wanted to just inspire and help people a little bit.
Well, Brian, we're going to definitely be supporting yourself and the group, man. And we appreciate you, man, for making good music, man, and continue to make good music, man. And we appreciate you, man, for taking time out of you, man, your schedule to come, man, and talk with us, man. And we wish you the best, man. And you're more than welcome, man, to come back by anytime you see fit. All right, man?
Thank you so much. And you be safe out there in New York, okay?
Thanks, man. And Brian, man, I want you to give out the websites, man, to Elvis Monroe, man, so they can check out the video, man, hear the song, man, and find out more information about you guys.
Yeah, go to elvismonroe.com. That's Elvis as in Elvis Presley and Marilyn Monroe put together. So it's elvismonroe.com. And right there at the top of the page is a video. We do have social media, Elvis Monroe Official for Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. So elvismonroe.com. The song is called Be the Change, and it's really great. It's what I keep saying all the time. Right now, be safe, be kind, be the change.
All right, Brian. Thank you so much, Brian, for stopping by, man. I really appreciate you, man. Don't let this be your last visit, okay?
All right. Take care. Thank you.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. You too, bye.
Special thanks to Brian from the group Elvis Monroe. Make sure you guys check their workouts, support their movement. Shout out to everybody who's out here dealing with this COVID-19 matter. Check out the song, man. I'm pretty sure it can be some type of inspiration or some type of comfortability to you to help you cope and deal with this whole epidemic that's going on right now. We're all suffering from it, and we're all in this together. The show is here for you. I'm here. We're all in this together. So, every day that I come out, it's a risk, but my job is to make sure that when you guys turn on that radio station and you guys tune in, that you guys are hearing something positive and that can help you get through these trying days, as I like to say. You know, I know it's rough. I'm going to jump into a few songs, and I'll be right back. Also, when it's in the happy birthday, shout out to our late Luther Vandross. I was listening over to the station over at WBLS, and I was listening to them, and they were doing a few tribute, paying off his music. So again, we lost, I believe, Luther Vandross back in 2005. Unfortunately, I never had privilege to have him on the show. I wasn't even doing radio at the time when Luther passed, so we didn't have an opportunity, but God bless him. I don't think I have a Luther track up here on the switchboard, but happy birthday to him, and may he continue to rest. As I said, his music lives through us to the end of time. Tomorrow is also his future's birthday, so we're going to be doing the tribute show to him. And later on tonight, when I come on here again, I'll do a tribute show to Mr. Luther Vandross, because it was really one of my favorites. I'm going to jump into a track by The Script, and I'll be right back to wrap things up. This is Timothy Hatch for Aaron on Powering 3.4 FM.
What would I do with it? What would I do with it? Come on. What would I do with it? Don't believe in, 'cause I got
freedom. 'Cause when a heart breaks, no, it don't break even. The best days will be some of my worst.
Entitled Break Even. I had the opportunity to see them perform this song live, and it's truly amazing. Shout out to all of my listeners who continue to listen to me and have been supporting me for the past 12 years since I've been on air. And I appreciate your loyalty to us and to the show. And I just want to let everyone know that I appreciate you. We appreciate you over here. And trust me, I don't do this alone. It takes a whole team to get this done. So I appreciate you guys for listening to myself and the station, Power 9.4 FM, BTR. So much in the works for the show, but we'll definitely keep you posted. More information on today's episode, please, timothyhoshaw@gmail.com for more information on today's episode, any questions, whatever you may have. I appreciate you, whatever it is. Remember, there's no us without you guys. So if you guys don't listen and tune in, there will be no Timothy Hoshaw. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in. And all these years that we've been on the air, I appreciate you. Anything, remember, timothyhoshaw@gmail.com. You missed a wonderful episode today with Brian of the group Elvis Monroe. They have a new single called Be the Change, and it's on YouTube. It's also, you can check it out. Make sure you go to the website elvismonroe.com for more information about the single. So it's called Be the Change, and great single. Check it out. Hopefully it'll be some benefit to you. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. I appreciate you guys. Till next time, love you. Stay up, stay strong. Please follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, like us on Facebook, Instagram, and all the other social media. We are there. So support us as we support you back. Thank you so much. Love you. Stay up, stay strong. Peace. Thank you.